The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and I just want to say to my man, Scotty, I love that clip. That is so true. That is really what is amplified here at Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. That is just the perfect, and I just really appreciate you all for listening to our show, taking out from your busy schedule, and checking us out today on our live show. Today is a live show for you here on Tando Radio Show. It is May the 4th, 2016, and it is another Wednesday, so you know what that means. It's Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis of Davis Team is coming at you today. Looking forward to the show, and I know you are all too. And I just want to say sorry to all of you, wasn't able to make it to the show yesterday, got very, very busy, got behind, and just had it, you know, wasn't able to break away from a schedule that was already you know, full. And so from time to time I may miss the show because of some things that we got going on, which is really good. So, but before we talk about anything else, let's talk about the business at hand, the importance of the business at hand, and it is about supporting Black Talk Radio Network, where you go to eat good fruit, and now is a great opportunity for you to feed the roots. So go to Black Talk Radio Network's Facebook, blacktalkradionetwork.com, and check out the crowdfunding for digital black media that is there. There's a crowdfunding campaign that Black Talk Radio Network, Black Talk Media Project is engaging in as we speak right now, where you can actually contribute, support, energize, and maintain your overall commitment so that Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network can actually bring and do the things that are necessary in today's time, at this moment, at this space, at this portion of eternity. So everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, and this is a very viable, easy way to do it. And the crowdfunding campaign is as follows. For option one, for $24.99, all donations and all contributions are equally important. It is you making a commitment to give a part of your labor of energy to the network so that it can actually continue to go. So for $24 or 99 cents or less, you can send that by PayPal, you can send it in by check or by money order, and you can mail it to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And once again, the address to send a money order or check would be to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And for that contribution, you will receive the monthly statistic report for the radio station, and you will also receive media social media operations via email. That is for $24.99 or less. Option two, for one penny more, $25 or more, you will receive the monthly email reports and the social media operations via email. Also, you will, as an appreciation gift for your contribution, you will receive a T-shirt. And the T-shirt is a free T-shirt for the Black Radio Stations Matter. The T-shirt will say Black Radio Station Matters T-shirt. And you could do that for $25. And if you would like two T-shirts, only thing that you have to do is increase your overall donation or contribution by $25. And each $25 thereof will bring you a T-shirt. So for two T-shirts, you would donate and contribute $50. For three T-shirts, you would do $75. For four T-shirts, you would do $100. And the T-shirts are being shipped as we speak. And Scotty will keep you up to date on the availability of the T-shirts, which shouldn't be a problem. But if it is, don't worry about it. You will receive your T-shirts. There's also T-shirts that Scotty is making for the women, the so important women. Women have the best of both worlds in the T-shirt world. They can wear men's T-shirts and do very well with them and rock them very well. And they can rock the T-shirts that are designed and cut for them and do very, very well. So that's option two. Option three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving a monthly email reports and your free Black Radio Station Matters T-shirt as an appreciation gift, you will be eligible to receive gifts from the radio station as an appreciation for your financial support to Black Talk Media Project. Make sure that you give the proper mailing address if you are going to be receiving T-shirts. Make sure that you have the corresponding size for each T-shirt also. So this is a great opportunity and a great way where you can actually support Black Talk Radio Network. Sorry about that. And all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So this is a great opportunity. And I would also say, tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network, and also schedule some form of event this summer and spring that Black Talk Radio Network can be featured. I know there are some things that I'm going to be doing, and I'm going to be spreading the word about, as I do now, by wearing my Black Radio Station Matters T-shirt, and also telling people about Black Talk Radio Network and the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. This is so important for us to be able to grow in the direction that we need to grow. Also, if you would like to check out what we're doing on Facebook, that's Tando Radio Show, that is, you can go to our Facebook page on Facebook, and it's spelled T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show, and you could check us out there. If you have any questions or comments, you can post it there. You can check out the articles that we're going to be posting. We'll tell you up-to-the-minute news on the show, what if we're going to have a live show or not, and what the show will be about. So you can go to Tando Radio Show, that's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show on Facebook, and check out some of the articles that we have posted there. And like I said earlier, if you would like to actually leave a message or have a comment, all of the articles that are there you can share, you can comment on, and if there's some things that you would like to see us talk about, you can send me a message there, and I will respond to you. Also, before we get into what's in the news, let's talk about a couple of companies and businesses that you can be supporting right now. One, you can support Get Uncle Fat's Seasoning. This is Get Uncle Fat's Seasoning. This seasoning is brought to you by a small business that this seasoning is absolutely phenomenal. And you can go to, you can email them for the seasoning. Very, very well priced, and the taste of it, it enhances everything. You can put it on popcorn. You can put it on your salads. You can put it on your lasagna. My wife put it on the lasagna, killed the lasagna. So this stuff is really good. All natural ingredients that are good for your body, herbs and minerals that your body needs. So this is one of the things that we really need to do to keep, maintain our overall health, is we have to change the way that we eat and the way that we drink. And this is a great opportunity to get some of those minerals and some of those herbs inside of our daily diet. So you can go to getunclefats@gmail.com. Send them a message, and they will definitely send to you some of the pricing and the overall seasoning itself. And believe me, you will be ordering again. It's just that good. Also, the our website is pretty much done for the precious metals. You could go to prosperitymint.com. That's prosperitymint.com. prosperitymint.com, prosperitymint.com, and you could order your precious metals there from us, and we will ship and take care of you. And if you have any questions, you can give us a call also at Prosperity Mint. The everything is listed there on the website, our phone number and everything else. So if you're interested in purchasing real money, trading your cash for real money, you can do that with us through Prosperity Mint. Also, if you're interested in the precious metals training, you can just email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. That's wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Or you can text me, 951-790-8330, and I will get back to you as soon as I possibly can. So now, with that being said, let's jump into the news before we go to Brother Davis, who is waiting to bring you another great opportunity at developing your mental, physical, spiritual energy. So before we do that, let's go to, I'm trying to think, let's take a look at some of the articles I posted yesterday. Made a mistake here. I posted yesterday that I wasn't able to get to because I wasn't able to get on air. So give me 1 second, and we will get to that. Of course, when it's time for me to go, when you have live TV, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Excuse me, not live TV, live radio and live TV. For those of you that have ever dealt with TV, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. All right, so going to move up on some articles that I think are extremely important. Wow, this is really... So this was posted yesterday, and I can't seem to get it to go any further. Okay, so we'll just start with here. Article that came from express.co.uk. EU military police carrying out extremely worried civil unrest crisis training. A military police unit has carried out European Union-funded special training, ready to be deployed in the event of civil unrest or war. Why is this? This is because this is where things are going. And unfortunately, there was a couple of other stories, but this was the first one. So check out that article. Posted that one yesterday. We talked extensively about different things that I think that you should be looking at, and this is one. So... okay, but before we do that, I finally got in. Okay, let's go a little further down. I posted an article from yesterday, and we're going to go to this one. We're going to start with here. Okay, good. We're going to start here. Okay, next article comes from, this comes from the Cerebrally Naive Network. You know, if you've been listening to Tando Radio Show, that mainstream media outlet, that's what I call them. And they said a third Earth-like planet discovered orbiting dwarf star. Check that out. They're starting to emit that they're starting to emit inhabitable planets, and they're going to start to emit other things about them, true or not true, but I definitely believe that there is universal life in the universe, because there is life here and there is life in the sky and in everything that the great creator God Almighty designs. Believe me, we're not the only ones. So check out that article, and that has a lot of meaning, where you should read between the line on that, and be careful, because Cerebrally Naive Network, if they're engaged in it, there is an agenda that's to it. Okay, next article comes from projectsyndicated.org. Emerging markets should go for the gold. Check out this article. For some time, rich countries have argued that this is in everybody's collective interest to demonetize gold. But there is a good case to be made that a shift in the emerging markets towards accumulating gold would help the international financing system. And this is something that you need to be engaging in to protect yourself and protect your family right now as we speak. And there is really no excuse right now for you to not to engage in it. If you need assistance in getting funding for a personal loan or business loan so that you can actually protect yourself and fund your business, contact me for the same way that you would contact me for the precious metals class. I can definitely help you. Next comes from stlouisfed.org. Too big to fail, the pros and cons of breaking up big banks. This is an older story, but very important. You need to check this one out. A couple people checked it out. Next article. This one says Smart Money has never been more bullish on silver. Check out this article. Really good one. Next article comes from the Washington Post. Lab-grown meat in your future, and it may be healthier than the real stuff. And I said, can't trust them. And Sister Stark said, oh, heck no. So this is something you should check out also. Next one comes from AsiaNikkei.com. Yen strength not favorable for Japan's economy. Check out that article, because it's all tied into what's going on. This is another really good article, come from naturalnews.com. Raising carbon dioxide unleashes global greening, faster food production, reforestation. Rise in carbon dioxide unleashing global greening. Fast food productions, reforestation, and new vegetation across the planet. Because, you know, it's amazing how they try to tell you global warming, and they're saying that you're warming the planet. Really? So what I'm breathing out is warming the planet. So it's essential to me living and having this breathe, and for me to exhale this out of my body, which is actually sustainable in the overall ecosystem that the great creator God Almighty has, and it actually allows the plants and the trees to breathe. So they're basically telling you that you are causing harm to the planet. So what do they need to do? Get rid of you. It's a strategic, politically correct way to speak about depopulation when they start talking about global warming. There is no such thing as global warming. There is a cycle which the universe and the solar system goes through. And carbon dioxide emissions is actually beneficial to the living planets, that the same people that would holler, scream, and want to hold you in contempt of all forms of their laws if you don't buy their minutia and their propaganda will tell you that you're breathing out is harming the planet. Yeah, right. But this is what they push, but the truth is something different. Next article, hackers, 81 million sneak attack on the world's bank. New York Times, this one came out. This is something that we will talk on extensively, because it is happening and all things are in place for what we are going to, I believe, go through at some point and at some time. I hope it's not I was glad that it didn't happen today, and I hope it doesn't happen tomorrow, but at some point, at some time, there will be a major economic event. Until that time happens, I will be actively preparing to protect myself, my family, and our overall community by making strategical moves right now. That's why the precious metals class and the preparedness class and the overall different leverage ways of protecting yourself that we have available to us and you engaging in that is so important, because it is going to happen. Next article, Puerto Rico will default on government development bank debt. And Puerto Rico will default on $422 million bond payments for its government development bank, escalating what is turning into the biggest crisis ever in the... Can't read the rest of it, but this is huge, and this has a direct. Every pension in the country is tied to, and since every pension is tied to, every bank account is also. So this is the warnings that you are receiving. Next article, very, very important one. Didn't get to talk about this. U.S. deployed 3 more destroyers to Western Pacific. A Pacific Surface Air Action Group, PACSEG, departed Joint Base Pearl Harbor on April the 27th following a port visit en route to the Western PAC. And they're saying some of the Aegis class destroyers to the South Sea of China in that area. You already know what this is. It's the stage they're setting for not World War III, ladies and gentlemen, but GNW1, Global Nuclear War One. This is all unfolding as we speak. Critical times that we're living in. Next one, license to steal. Italian highest court, theft is not a crime if hungry. License to steal. Theft is not a crime if hungry. Check out this article where the highest court in Italy said someone that is stealing for the purpose of sustaining themselves with substance or food, is not a crime and is not stealing. So check out that article. Next article comes from TMZ. Afeni Shakur, smarter than Prince. Tupac's money and music protected. Tupac's mother guarded his music and finance legacy in life. And TMZ has learned that Afeni Shakur took extraordinary steps to do the same in death. And Afeni Shakur made the great transformation on Monday. And I would say thank you, Afeni, for all that you have done for us individually, for us as a family, and for us as a collective community. And we treasure your spirit, and we thank you that you are now among the ancestors that will guide and direct us in the proper ways and to conduct and to use the energy that we have in this physical form. Much love to you. Didn't have an opportunity to meet you, but by meeting and working with your son, I can see the strength of you, and I thank you for who you still are. And may that resonant spirit of yours continue to guide and brighten our future. Much love, much respect to Afeni Shakur. Next, we have today's show, Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. Then we have from ABC News.go.com. Obama visits Flint to shine a spotlight on the water crisis. And I mean, this is, I can't really say, was doing a photo op drinking the water. And if it's that easy, and I guess it's been that easy for us to fall for the falsehoods of things, and this is why they continue to do it, because it has worked so well in the past. A photo op drinking water, so-called drinking Flint water. I'll let you decide. But what I would say is that nothing has changed. It is only getting worse. Doesn't matter who the celebrity figurehead is. They make no decision. Has everything to do with the overall agenda. What you don't see is more real than what you see. Next article, very important one. New evidence of undiscovered mystery planet 9 baffles astronomers. For the second time this year, world-class astronomers claim to prove the existence of Planet 9, despite being baffled about the planet's genesis. And is also known as Nibiru. And some have referenced it as Wormwood and Hippocleus as the planet of the past. So this is something that we talked about, and I really never really got into because I didn't think that a lot of people were actually open or ready for that type of conversation. But there is some extensive research that I've done that I will bring to you about this, and we've talked about it, and I'm not surprised. But believe me, there can be a deceptive move that is being played here that you need to be aware of. Can't trust them. No. Next article from Sputnik also. Russia is going to supply water for China, which is actually landlocked and doesn't have a lot of water. And this is one of the things significant, because this tells you, as the U.S. goes into receivership, you will be able to tell what is going to be high on a high priority list, and it's always going to be the waterways and the overall streams, reservoirs, and the actual aquifers and the water that this country produces and has in this area. That's going to be quite vital in the overall fire sale that the U.S. is going to be selling off to different countries. And believe me, China is going to be one of the many buyers and strategically make moves for the resources of water here in the United States. Next article, and we'll talk about this tomorrow, very, very important. Insiders, and this comes from Bloomberg. Inside the secret meeting where Wall Street tested digital cash, very, very important, and we're going to talk about that. Listen, we are getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, Brother Davis is in queue, and we will have Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. But at any time, please definitely get in on the conversation. Be active in the whole thing. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61, and we will definitely bring you up on in queue. If you have any questions for Brother Davis, definitely, or you just want to make a point, Brother Davis would be more than happy to talk to you in a dialogue about some of the things, because time is of the essence in getting prepared, and the balance that you need is right at your overall fingertips and right in front of you. Sometimes you just need to be encouraged and actually get some good information on how you can actually proactively balance yourself in today's world. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we were going to jump right into Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis, who is waiting in queue, can't wait to hear and participate in today's show. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, that's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we will be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketslive.international.com. The time has come that we become empowered.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. And we are live today on Wise Wednesday, and Brother Davis is in queue. And Brother Davis, are you there?
Yes, I am, brother. Good evening.
Good evening, Brother Davis, and once again. thank you so much for you being who you are and what it is that you do. And we are all ready to take this journey with you.
Excellent, excellent. I tell you, first of all, let me get off to a raging start. Those of you who don't have pencil or piece of paper, grab them, because I'm going to give you some knowledge tonight that is not only going to make you stronger, it's going to empower you to operate according to the natural law of birth. Man's thinking, emotions, physical activities, and psychological processes and reception of spiritual powers in others, all aspects of life are his and hers, are carried out by its life force, an energy that lives within our being. I'll start there because I want you to understand that no one person possesses any more than another person. We are all equal. And everything that I'm about to give you literally is going to be a benefit to you, whether you learn it now or you learn it when you need it. Because once I drop a seed on you, you may not realize its growth process, and that's not unusual. And the best part about that is that even if you are cultivating it, you grow in that understanding faster. But if you are not cultivating it, when you come across that conversation, those things will return to mind. It's called intuitive knowledge, and your body returns knowledge to you that becomes a need for you. So I started the evening off with that statement in order for you to understand that this energy that is operating within your body is literally been able to be controlled through meditation. How come that meditation keeps popping its head up? Because the Western world does not want you to understand the enormity or the masculine amounts of power that you possess. Why do you think they do so many things to take your focus off self? They have you thinking the way they want you to think. They have you operating the way they want you to operate. And they give you a value based on what they want you to value. What I'm giving you is something you all have. It was your God-given right at birth. But to understand the knowledge how to tap into it is the key. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm giving you keys. Why do I say keys? Because I'm about to expand on what I've been bringing you along this road to get to. And the reason why I say that is because if you think about the shows that I've had, they've been building on each other. And the reason why is because some of the information you'll retain, some of it you will not. But the best part about it is that I've planted the seeds. You see, I understand the importance of cause and effect and timing. And I also see what's happening in man's world, and I view what's happening in the universal world, which is the Creator's world. And all these things that they have you thinking, your mind is really totally unbalanced, and you become blocked because you build stress in your body about things that you have no control over, nor can you do anything about. That is why it is important for you to understand what truth is. And truth is things that you can do something about. Because you cannot control the process of other people's thinking. The truth is you can control yours. Because you may not like the idea someone else has, the truth is you are entitled to your own. The illusion is they create laws in order for you to do what they want you to, but the truth is the only laws that you must follow are the natural laws, because you can't get beyond them. And if you really think about it, how do you put your pants on? Everybody does the same way. Now, some may sit down and some may sit up, but it's still one leg at a time. So we have to understand the importance of the role we play in cultivating ourselves so that we can rise to every occasion and be at peace, not only with our thought process, but with whatever decision we make. And the reason being is because these should be based, and understand how I said that, these should be based on our self-reality. not the reality that the TV tries to give you, not the reality that someone else's opinion projects to you, but what your own due diligence can confirm. So, that brings us to this magnificent, unbelievable computer called the human body. And you know what's so unique about it? It is autonomic. When you go to sleep at night, how do you know you're going to wake up? So your body does. Now, think about that. When you go to sleep at night, how does your body know to wake up? Because there are natural laws that come into play that have nothing to do with man. Nothing. But if you listen to him, he wants you to feel like he's in control of everything. He is not. And he has placed you into a state of slumber to the degree that he even uses terms to identify you. You know what he calls, first it was, well, we have to control people. We have to be able to help them identify what to think. Then it came to, we have to slow their thinking process down. Then it came to, we literally have to dumb them down. See, they're on a mission. The only people who aren't on a mission are the people who are not connected with their selves. You don't have to be connected with anybody else. Because you, when you begin to flow in these attributes, you will draw like-minded people to you. And if you think about it, those type of people that come with an understanding of how they see life in their own purpose, even if they gave you the insight that they use in making decisions, even if you don't use it, it can become a tool in your process. What does that mean? That means if I sit down and say, you know what, 2 + 2 = 4, but how I went about doing this is that I split the 2 and I made it 1 and 1, and then I add 1 to the 2, which made that 1 = 3, but they gave me 1 = 3 and 1 = 1 left, which still equals 4. How you get to the truth is many ways. And the reason why I point that out to you is because a lot of times people think that we must be analytical when we're not analytical thinkers. We are creative thinkers. Do you know why most of the inventions of the world derive from the thought process of people of color or melanated state? Because they are creative thinkers. Do you know why people like Tesla was able to change humanity from what it was when he began to identify his purpose to what it is today? Because he began to think and he began to realize there is somewhere and some way that there is a solution to that problem. Now, he did his research. It took him back to Egypt, and it took him back into the mysteries of time and space at that time. But what he was doing was truly examining the history, the 6,000 years of civilized history that Egypt lived in prior to the coming of the BC, birth of Christ. So what is so unique about us being people is that that knowledge was taken away from us. Why? You see, a lot of times we don't develop to ask those questions because we're so bombarded with everything else. I mean, think about it, when you go to school, you got math, science, history. And you know what's interesting? That when you think about it, that how much of that do you really apply in your life today? When people walk up to you and say, you know what, Christopher Columbus discovered America, you know. That's what you were taught in school, but you also found out that was a deception. So now you're finding out that a lot of the things that you're learning today that have to do with how society works is based on deception. So let's clear everything out and let's just focus on us. Okay, now we should be into a form of meditation that's allowing us now to at least find our place. What is our place? Our place is that area in our lives in which we can find a comfort in the peace of knowing that we will not be disturbed. We do not have to think about a certain thing, And we do not have to function. Literally, all we have to do is focus on us. You know why? Because this allows our body to wake up. Because now you are focusing on you. And when you reach this state of in your meditation, it opens up parts of your mind that you really didn't know were there. Why? Because literally, you were not told about it. You were not told meditation was a form of opening yourself up to become a better person, a more aware person, a person that can really achieve more of taking care of self. Meditation may be thought as or defined as a practice of mental exercises and discipline that enables the aspirant you to achieve control over the mind, specifically to stop the vibration of the mind due to unwanted thoughts, imagination, etc. So that means that you can stop all of those images that flow through your mind. You can stop those thoughts that are negative in your mind. You can stop making decisions that are based on the needs of others instead of the needs of yourself. So, in our meditation process, by now, we should be able to find that calmness which we consider to be peace. And here's what's unique about it. The more you go to that area of peace, the less can disturb it. I mean, you can get out here in the world, and my wife says to me all the time, you know, nothing bothers you. It's not about bothering me. I just accept what I can change and change it, and what I can't and accept it. And the best part about that is when I meditate, I'm comfortable with where I go in that place of meditation where I can't be disturbed. But I'm constantly reaffirming where I want to be, who I want to be, what I'm trying to achieve today by affirmations, like I mentioned before. I study my art, and when I'm in my state of meditation and I reach my place, then I'm comfortable and my peace is there. I'm regurgitating in my mind those very things that I studied so I could plant them as seeds in my deep subconscious so that in my daily activity, as I go out into the world like we all must do, those seeds that was planted in my deep meditation becomes a part of my conscious life. That's why it's so important to plant positive seeds in your subconscious, because that is 90% of what your function is that you have no control over until you open that door, and it will come out in your conscious. And people will look at you and say, you know what, I don't know, maybe it's something, I can't put my finger on it, but it's something different about it. So I have put it through the test, and I have taken different times, and I've put things in me, and I just focused on trying to rise above those things so that I will no longer do them. And guess what? It's easier for me to balance now. You see, I'll be around people in certain circles, and you ever notice how some people, they're just vulgar? Yes, I mean, literally, when they talk, it's the vulgarity just flows. Well, in my deepest place, I've taught myself how to articulate myself without being vulgar, because I don't want to offend nobody. So literally, I'm building a relationship with myself so that when I speak, I don't have to use those words. So when I'm out and people are talking to me and they use those words, and I say, you know, excuse me, man, I don't mean to be forceful or arrogant, but you know, if you could talk to me without being so vulgar, literally, it doesn't make a difference what you say. I'll be more receptive to it. And you know what? Some people will look at me and say, you know what? I apologize, brother. And other people will look at me as if I'm a space alien. But that only lets you know where they are in their life. You see, we're growing spiritually all the time. And not everybody is in the same place. And you can't expect everybody to be where you are if you have been awakened to these things that they have not been awakened to. But you must look for the opportunity to be able to plant that seed. You see, what makes us unique as human beings is that we can grow independent and we can grow together. That's what makes community community. You see, we operate on so many levels with this computer. I mean, our minds can do everything from telekinesis to levitation. But you cannot get there unless you are homing those skills that are already given to you by birth. So this is what meditation does. It allows you to hone those skills. Now, I spoke about life force. Now, what is unique about life force? Everybody has it. What is unique about it is that it has been studied for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Now, the Chinese call it qi. The Indians call it dung, meaning D-O-U, dung. And the Egyptians called it kundalini. You see, so it's not anything new. It's just that they literally they polish these understandings of self and will and life force in order for their societies to be able to get along without things like war. And the very things that they are done thousands of years ago, because we have been under the illusion of Westernism, we have war at our door. And you know what? We can do something about that. We have this thing that they value called money about to change everybody's life to some degree. But it is not going to kill you if you are prepared and do the things that are necessary so that you can be able to rise above it. There's an old saying, if I don't have it and I don't want it, then I probably don't need it. And that makes a lot of sense. All of the things the Creator has given to you freely by birth, now all of a sudden, man feels he has a right to take control. Think about that for a minute. I mean, just let it sink in. What gives him the right to take authority over what was freely given to everybody? Understand, he puts his pants on the same way we do. But why he thinks it gives him a right is because he's created a value in something that forced us to value it also. So therefore, when he accumulates more of what he values than we accumulate, he feels that gives him an authority. It is a facade. Yes, absolutely right. Do you realize if every weapon stopped and every technology stopped right now, we could really redevelop this world to be as it originally planned? But since it won't, and since the fingerprint of destruction is all over the earth, we got work to do. Now, you don't have to take on that responsibility. You don't. But if we do, from our specific self positions, and we expand what we do in self so that we can grow, then we come in to our other people who have done that same process, those numbers expand, the power becomes greater, the movement becomes more forceful, and before you know it, you can take back that what they thought they controlled. And this is what this is all about. You being able to cultivate who you are to become what is needed. So, getting back to the computer tonight, I'm going to focus on chakras. Now, what is a chakra? A chakra is a center of control. Now, here's what's unique. Although there are hundreds and thousands of chakras in the body, we will only introduce the seven major chakras. Chakras are a part of a global, meaning your body is the universe, a global system of communication within the body used by the life force. So now, all of a sudden, you begin to realize, okay, now I got a global system of communication, yes. So let's examine each chakra so that we can first know what the name of it is. Then I'll give you a few nuances about it, and then I will give you an understanding on how you could literally take your power and control it through time by practicing control through meditation. You know, your body's designed to heal itself. You don't need no drugs. There are just, people live off breathing, tea, and what grows out of the ground, and lived healthy, long lives. You know why? Because they knew certain things. One of the things they knew is that your body has seven major chakras. And what's unique about that is six of these major chakras are surrounded by meridians. And as I told you before, meridians are the consistent motion around the chakra that gives it nutrition and energy and oxygen to keep the chakra functioning, okay? So at the base of our spinal cord, now understand the spinal cord is what's called the true line. And the reason why it's called the true line, I'll give it to your understanding a little later, but I'm telling you now it's called the true line. At the base of the, it's called the root chakra. Now what is unique about the root chakra is that it is the first place energy begins to generate, okay? Literally, it's related directly to the adrenaline gland. That's right. It has a sound, and it's based on what's called earth, okay? It scents and it smells, and it is one of the, it's identified by all of the astrological signs. The crystal, that is what they call the connection to the chakra of root, is called agate. Bloodstone is also one. Hematite is another. Garnet's another one. Ruby's another one. And red jasper. Now, all these stones seem to have something in common with them, and we'll discuss that later. But this is literally at the base of your back, and this is called the root chakra. And one of the things that is so unique about the root chakra is that it literally puts everything in motion when you go through your thought process. Understand what I said that? When you go through your thought process, your life force literally is being lifted through all of your system. But if you decide you want to get up, the first thing that must react is your root chakra. You see, all of these things are connected, just like the universe. Our bodies operate in much the same way. The second chakra is called the sacral. Now, what's interesting is that it's, how do I put this so you understand it? Because I could tell you it's a plexus, but you wouldn't quite understand that. So let me say that it's directly connected with the gland of the goins, the gonads. Now, the reason why I said goins is I'm reading from an aspect of Indian, and I'm translating. I'm looking at an Egyptian, and I'm translating. But what the gonads do, this is the house of reproduction. You see, this is where the man's semen is literally connecting the life force in the grace of God. Now, what does that mean? That means that it is required to be a part of the regeneration process, okay? So this is also what's considered the house of Haru. Now, these things may not have a lot of meaning to you right now, and that's fine. And the reason why I say that's fine is because a lot of times people don't quite grasp little things like the element of that chakra is water, because it has to constantly be flushed and cleansed, you see? And if you think about that process, all water that comes into the body goes out through by way of the gonads. So it serves a greater purpose. The taste in your mouth is affected also by that same area. And you are part of all of the astrological signs. What does that mean? That means that every sign, there's a balance in which must be sustained, and that part of the body helps sustain that, because also it is in the middle. Understand that. That's another point. The third chakra, this is the solar plex. The solar plex, being the third chakra, plays a unique role because Its glands are the liver, the spleen, and the gallbladder. And all of those are situated in that specific area of the body. Understand now, each one of these specific organs has a meridian that flows around it that is supplying it with things. Now, I keep going back to that meridian because, see, that's how we sustain good quality health. When you put the right things in your body, and you're breathing, then your body's taking in air. That air is being disseminated through a lot of different enzymes, and that enzymes are feeding into those meridians. And the meridians are feeding into those organs, and those organs are housed chakras that literally help you produce your energy and give you focus. Once again, all of the astrological signs have a connection with the third chakra. Now, the fourth chakra is the heart chakra. Well, need I say that the gland that is connected with directly is the heart and the thymus. Now, why is that? Because it is related to the functioning of how the body sustains its verbal rhythm. What is a verbal rhythm? The verbal rhythm is the heart. See, when the heart is beating, it's sustaining what is going on in the body. So if your mind reaches a situation where you feel like you're in danger, your heart is being told by your mind that there is a certain degree of danger. So your body is starting to adjust to that danger. So if you have to run, that body is sending energy to those areas of your body that you need to run with. Okay, so therefore it's giving your legs power, it's giving your lungs the room to breathe so that you can go as fast as you can and as far as you can to the maximum potential of the body. So if you take good care of your body, then you could run further. And if you don't take good care of your body, or you might be victimized by, say, a cough or a cold or a respiratory, that will have effect on you too. But all of these things can be cured naturally. And the reason why is because the body, with the right stuff, cures itself. Now that goes into holistics, and I'm not really going to give you an explaining of holistics, but let me say this here. If you put the right stuff in, if the body identifies it and the body places it where it belongs, and then that body disseminates it into all of these different meridians so that they can feed the chakras exactly what they need. Okay? So, now let's move on. We are moving now to the fifth chakra. The fifth chakra is the throat chakra. And what is unique about the throat chakra? Once again, the main gland is the thyroid gland. Once again, the element is a earth element. All of these here, these chakras are ruled by something in the astral plane. And if we really seriously look at our lives, every time the seasons change, it has an effect on the whole. Why? Because we are a part of a greater, should I say, universe. We are a walking universe, but we are a part of a greater universe. Isn't it interesting how you can go and eat vegetables, and the very vegetables you eat nourish your body, and then when they nourish your body, they literally give you the nutrients that you need to feed these meridians, and these meridians to feed the specific organs, and the organs in order to operate. Now, I really haven't gotten you to the intense part, because I'm really trying to move you in a manner in which you could hold on to some of this here, because it's just so much. The fifth chakra is the throat chakra, and we must understand that the fifth chakra literally governs what goes in our body, because it must always go in the same way. It also has the taste in there, all your taste buds, separates sugar from salt and that sort of thing. So your body, when you stick something in your mouth, your body's starting to communicate, okay? So take a related food. And what is a related food? A related food is something that is natural. Let's take an eggplant or a tomato or whatever. When you bite into it, when the juices go into your mouth is beginning to identify not only what that food is, but it's telling your system where that it's coming. Okay, so when it goes in your mouth and it's a tomato, the mouth juices that flow through, they go in and they break, start the breakdown process of the vegetable itself. But the juices from the vegetable, they innervate the mouth and they tell the mouth different things too. They tell them, a tomato's coming. And when it says a tomato's coming, then different parts of your body are preparing itself to take and break that tomato down. It's going to take out the lycopene. It's going to take out the fiber. It's going to take out the all of the nutrients and disseminate them to the specific places. What is so unique about that is that it happens in everybody. Please call if you got any questions, and we'll be back after this message.
Are you searching for the best in online black radio? Then go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, helping you filter through the noise. Real talk, black talk.
Again, I know I'm giving you a lot of stuff relatively quickly because there's just so much I need to lay on you because you are growing. And in your growing process, I have no right to judge on what level you're growing on. So I have to give you enough so that you can go out here and do your own due diligence about a specific subject that I may not have covered. Okay, now we are approaching the sixth chakra. This is the power chakra. Why is it the power chakra? Because this is called the chakra of the brow. This is the third eye chakra. One of the unique things about it is that all foods affect the third eye. There's aromas that affect it, lavender, grenadine, rosemary. There's also the related gland. It's the pituitary gland. That should tell you something right there. There's the elements that are involved. There's light and water. And the reason why light and water play a role, because in your eye, there's a liquid film that is always around to cover your eye, and this keeps dust out and those sort of things. It has a natural region defense for being there, and it also has a natural harmony in being there. Okay, it's intuitive, and it also possesses the ability for ESP. Now, I'll point that out because a lot of people begin to get disconnected. When I say disconnected, they think that the power comes from the third eye. But actually, the third eye is just a part of the process. This seventh crown chakra is the element. And what I say about the element, I mean that it literally takes all of your thoughts, your images, your imagination, and it literally builds the person you are. The more you are focused on trying to grow, the more your spirit can be released. The greater the release of your spirit, the greater the communication that you receive. And I cannot influence enough. This chakra is physically influenced by the cerebral cortex, the cerebrum, the central nervous system, the glands, and the pineal gland, pituitary gland, and the hormones related to them. So that lets you know that it's literally connected from the gonads to the crown. And that is what's called the Kundalini line. Remember when I spoke earlier? I said this is what you call a lifeline, that whole spinal cord area. That's what connects all the D chakras. So when you are expanding yourself through meditation, you're opening all of these chakras, okay? Now, one of the things I want you to also understand is when you are in your meditation, okay, and you breathe in, always think that from the crown, from the root chakra to the crown chakra. So when you're breathing in, you're breathing in oxygen. You're firing up your root chakra. And your chakra, your root chakra is getting so fired up now that as you breathe in, it's going up to your second chakra, which is your krill chakra. Okay, once it gets to the krill chakra, then it's going to the solar chakra. Then it's moving up into the heart chakra. So you're firing up all of these here when you breathe in. And then when you breathe in and you hold it there for maybe 30 seconds, and then you release it. Release it slow because you are literally allowing your body and your meridians to collect all of that your excess oxygen that's already been used so that it can be exhausted out when you blow out. That's why it says you should literally be exhaling slowly so that you can get all of that energy that is utilized up from the oxygen that you inhaled out with your exhale. And then when you reach the end, when your body is totally exhausted all of that oxygen outwardly, before you breathe in, try to detain yourself from 10 seconds on. What do I mean from 10 seconds on? Don't breathe in right away. Hold for 10 seconds and then start breathing in slow. If you breathe in slow at a count of 1, 2, 3, 4, that's excellent. But if you can breathe in slow and a count of 1, 1,000, 2, 1,000, 3, 1,000, 4, 1,000, then you're doing it even better because you're expanding the functionality of the oxygen that is going into the system, as well as the functionality of gathering the excess to bring it out the system. So what do you want to do after you're comfortable with doing that? You want to do your count on your exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, as you begin comfortable with that, then you try both ways. When you go in, you're breathing 1, 1,000, 2, 1,000, 3, 1,000, 4, 1,000. Try to hold it for at least 10 seconds. Then you exhale. 1, 1,000, 2, 1,000, 3, 1,000, 4, 1,000. Now, what is this called? This is called Zazen. Zazen is a way of breathing that literally brings you to the next level. The next level is Qigong. Now, the reason why is because Qigong is a natural healing system. And I don't want to go in deep into that tonight because that's for another show. But it's a natural healing system that your body operates in. The more knowledgeable you become about breathing in and exhaling during your meditation. What is so important about that is that when you get to your place of peace, you are literally now in control. You're in control of your breathing. You're in control of your posture. Remember what I said in the very beginning, the posture plays a very important role. You're in control of your posture. You're in control of every chakra in your body because you are meeting the supply and the demand. And what is unique about this is that the more you practice, the easier it becomes. So what does that mean? That means you are exercising a greater degree of control. Now, every chakra plays an important part. And the reason why it plays an important part is because it's connected to an organ. So say you have a ill organ. What is an ill organ? Say you you have a respiratory problem. You can't, you got asthma. Boom, perfect example. So you have asthma. Okay, and this process of breathing, all your systems are being able to find balance. And when they find balance, they produce balance. So that means that they're going to be reinforcing your respiratory system by the proper functioning of your other systems. And the best part about that is that you could literally control your asthma, and with proper eating habits, and I'm telling you from experience, you can dismantle asthma so that it's not a problem in your body. Now, why did I say dismantle? The reason why I say that dismantle is because there will be points where you won't have the effects of asthma at all. I'm telling you, I know personally. And you'll do things. I went bike riding the other day, and I got terribly exhausted. But when I re-examined my ride, which, like I said before, we should re-examine ourselves every day, I realized that I got out there, the sun was out, and it's beautiful. I thought I could just get out there and run on that bike. Well, no. I should not have taken that approach. But that's what the seasons do. The seasons give you the grandness of self. And a lot of times, you know it. You feel 14, 15 years old. That's not your physical age. That's the age of thought that your mind is at that time. And that's a good thing. Because, see, that way you could see how you are being able to empower yourself to do other things. And a lot of people fail to realize the importance of that thought process. But your life force will not function properly with your law, if your thought process is not in order, because when you think, and I'm going to just give you a quick lesson. If you go to raise your arm in the air, can you describe that? Well, let me tell you what happens. Your life force identifies what you want to do because your brain told it what you want to do. I want to lift my arm. So it talks to your neural system, and your nervous system realizes what you want to do physically. So your nervous system contacts the muscles, and the muscles lift up the arm. It's a communication that goes on within the inter-universe. And what's unique about that is a lot of times, all it requires of you is a thought to the degree that you don't even think about the process that takes place. But that's what control is. When you think about that process that takes place, then you can literally generate the energy to do other things. Okay? So what if you wanted to move your energy across the room to get someone's attention? You don't have to know who they are. You see, literally, you can throw your energy as a wake-up call, not to disturb them. But you ever say, what's they look over here one time? You just thrown it. And before you know it, that person turns and looks at you and not know you from Adam, but yet you was able to achieve what you wanted to. Now imagine cultivating that from a child to your age now. Imagine your ability to be able to tap into your spiritual resources based on the knowledge that you would have attained from being, say, a child of 4 or 5 when you begin to identify, or at that particular time in 6,000 years ago, it was a part of our birth process. In other words, with your examples, would show you how to do these things. And the reason why is because they were cultivating you to fit into a community that was greater than yourself. So you had to have the tools to be able to come a part of the whole. And this is what we have got disconnected from. And this is why meditation plays such an important role. Because, you know, when you get up in the morning and you look at your clock and it says 5:55 or 6 o'clock, and you get into your meditative position, your body's the most receptive because it's just woken up from sleep. So you're really not sleepy, but you're ready to reach a stage where you can charge yourself to a greater level. Now, you might wake up energetic, because that's what meditation does. The more you meditate, the more you charge your system, and you give your system more than enough strength to meet the day. But sometimes you're just on it. Everything you do is just right on. I mean, you feel like you're hitting on all cylinders. And guess what? That is the natural flow of your universe. And that is why it is so important for us to tap into our greater self. Because when we do, then we can do the things that don't limit us to this world. And what does that mean? Well, you've seen people levitate before. You have seen things that you cannot explain, but you don't really know those people enough to go up and articulate about it. But when you do, you can step forth and answer, you know, are you doing that with your life force? Because when you ask a question like that, then they begin to realize that you have some knowledge. You see, we have never been taught these things because of someone else's fear of them. Regardless of how they try, and they are, believe me, there are schools of meditation in every dynamic of the world, including the dynamic of warfare and the dynamic of defense, because they don't know the limit of the power. And I'm telling you, it's like the universe. You can tap into things that give you energy because what you're doing is right. Hot. Side note, how do you think they built the pyramids? Now, you already know those rocks, they can't figure out where they came from. They're not indigenous to that area. The stones were carved, each one individually. And they will tell you to this day they don't know how to achieve that quality of knowledge. For those of you who do not know, they're more than 7 and 8 tons apiece. Okay, now understand, a ton is 2,000 pounds. 7 and 8 tons apiece? We're talking every bit of 15,000 pounds. 16,000 pounds in some cases. And that's why they say to you to this day, they can't figure it out, but they think. And the reason why they think is because they're analytical. We are not analytical people. We think with our left side of our brain. Now, for those of you who don't know, you got a left side of the brain, you got a right side of the brain. The right side of the brain is the analytical part of the brain. The left side of the brain is the creative part of the brain. I'm going to leave that go right there, but if you do some follow-up, you'll understand what I mean. Because literally, you have four brains, because you also have, you have the frontal lobe, and you have the cerebral. And these are all part of the whole, so it's not like one is disconnected from the other. But when you are able to charge and work, meaning utilize every aspect of your brain at any one given time, you become insurmountable in thought. So these computers and stuff that you see nowadays, there is nothing new under the sun. They may not have had the look that they have today, but they have been discovered before. So this is what makes meditation such an important part of the growth process of a human being. The things that you want to achieve are not beyond your reach. You just got to learn how to plant them in the right places so that they can grow and make you become what it is that you need to be in order to reach those levels of growth, in order to attain the type of knowledge you need to be the productive, the way, in the manner in which you want to be productive. Now, once again, let me put out, I know I'm giving you a lot of information quickly. I need you to call. If you call me, I can give you information that's going to help you with your own due diligence and the things that I talk about, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm moving fast because there's just so much. I mentioned Qigong. I got to tell you about that. That's going to be more than one lesson. Have you been journaling? There's the importance of keeping track of the truth. Remember, you must journal your truth, and when it comes against your program. And the reason being is because that helps you identify what the truth is, so you can learn who your true self is. And all of these play a role in where we're trying to get to, because, see, you have to understand, and I mean, this is a sidebar. imagine us having the power to stop everything that is mechanical and bring it to mechanical form when we need it mechanical form. There would be no war. There would be no money. There would actually be a harmony in the universe, because guess what? All those people who went out and bought guns couldn't use them. They would have to communicate. There would be no place for hate, because their fear would be overpowered by their helplessness. And their helplessness would literally greet the charity of peace. So what I'm talking about, of restoring ourselves to our true self, is not nothing new. It may be new to you until you tap into it, and until you start the exercises that would allow you to expand yourself enough to be a surprise to yourself. Now, I'm going to tell you, that might sound a little strange, but I have surprised myself many a times. Many a times, because I thought something to go a specific way, and I said it before I got there, and by the time I got there, things flowed exactly where I wanted them to. Or someone has said something to me, and I said, well, no, this is what's going to happen. And they'll call me back and say, brother, I don't know how you did that. Because I'm exercising in the balance of my connection to the greater whole. And see, that's why we are universal people. We're giving this shell for our spirit that is a total universe, that taps into a greater universe that feeds us in every level. Think about that. It feeds us on every level. I mean, how did the concept of planting food in the ground and this universe consuming that food, expanding what the universe's potential is based on how we process our mental, physical, and spiritual consciousness? You see, we have been psychologically derailed because of someone else's fear. That's right. That's why do you think that they literally never told you about who you are? Why did you think they kept your history from you? Because in reality, they knew if you knew the truth, you may be able to do things that they had no control. So they created blockers. Oh, absolutely. And now look what they're doing. They have literally dismantled all of the, should I say, institutions of knowledge from Egypt to today in order to keep a people in a sleep state so that they can treat them as subhuman. Now, that's a powerful statement, because this is only a group of people. They don't possess anything more than we possess. It's just that they have used every tool they could to destroy who we were and built us to be what they want us to be, and taught us to see ourselves as they want us to see ourselves. But we are waking up every day. I couldn't begin to tell you how many people literally shoot me a text and ask me, well, what does this mean? And can you give me any information on that? Yeah, just the other day, a person was saying to me, matter of fact, it was Scotty. He said to me, you know, I'm having some problems in my lower chakra. And I said, you know what, Scotty? I said, I'm going to hit on that a little bit, but if you just move into the area of holistics, you'll find that there are teas and stuff like that there that will literally strengthen that chakra. And then you got to take your time and you got to do some exercises, not enough to hurt it, but enough that as it heals, it can take back to its natural form. And the more you do exercises in that specific area, the more elasticity you have. What's unique about your elasticity in the body is that it opens up the blood bands, and so your body and your blood can circulate and function much better. There are arts, you call it Kung Fu, Karate, Tai Chi, Jiu Jitsu, yoga, all of these things are designed to do something to the body to make it better. And what's so unique about it is, what if you incorporated a multiplicity of these things, okay? So what if you got up in the morning and you meditated? And then after you meditated, you did, say, 15 minutes of just stretching. And then maybe another 5 or 10 minutes of Tai Chi. Now, Tai Chi is a form of 24 movements. The movements are simple, and there's simplified, and there's combined. Okay, I'm telling you this because it's what I do. I understand how this works. And you practice one form until you're proficient in that one form, and then you move to the next form. So the first form is the relaxing form, to get your body in a relaxed state. So once your body is in a relaxed state and you get in the position of the seat, and the seat is just a stance, and you hold that till you're comfortable, then you're ready to move to the next state, what's called part the wild horse's mane. Now, that's just a move, and it's like you're walking up to a horse with a brush, and you're taking the brush and you're wiping the mane. But you do that on your right side, and you do that on the left side. See, all of these things serve a greater purpose. That's why I say I have to move fast with you, because you're going to come across things in your life or in your travels that you're going to want to do. There's doors opening up in yoga every day. There's doors opening up in Tai Chi every day. There's doors opening up in meditation every day. But you have to have a foundation enough to be able to say what the question is that you want to know. Because, you know, you've been in them places where people say, you got any questions, please ask them right now. And nobody has a question. You know somebody in there got a question. And then when they leave, you know what? You say, oh, you know, I wish I would have said. Well, you should have said it. This is why it's so important for us to prepare ourselves on our physical side so that we can grow to understand who our spiritual self is through understanding who our real self is. Now, for those of you who have follow religiosity, I stay far away from that, because those are your choices, and we all have a right to make our own choices. So if you have a question, please give me a call, because I can give you an answer, or I can give you a direction in which you can go that's going to not only enhance who you are, but it will enhance your knowledge mode. And one thing about your knowledge mode is, once you tap into that gear and it becomes a revelation to you, you never forget that. Never. Now, in reference to Scotty, with your situation with your root chakra, I would go to a bed and I would sit down and I would stand up. I would sit down, and I'd do that there maybe 5 or 6 times until it felt uncomfortable. Then I would sit there and examine how the discomfort came in. Did it come in on my way standing up because of, well, then that was the contraction of your muscles in order to lift you, okay? So in examining that, then I know that what I want to do is I want to get something that's going to relax my muscles more so that I can take the intensity away, and I also want to take something that's going to cut back on the inflammation that I feel. So what I do, I would probably take some turmeric or a turmeric tea, and I'll do that on a regular basis, so that's into my system. And as I get up every day, I re-examine how it was me getting up and sitting down, until I could do that so comfortably that now I'm ready to stand up and bend over. When I stand up and bend over and I'm reaching over to touch my toes, you're doing the same self-examination, because your body operates as a universe. It's going to communicate with you. And you can do things to make the universe better. And that is just a sidebar, because I want to get you back on the importance of you being able to stay focused on your truth, because your truth literally is the measurement of where you are, as well as the evaluation of where you want to go. Now, what does that mean? That means you're evaluating where you are, and you're looking at where you want to go. So you're still in the process of trying to get there. And the best part about that is, as you clear these hurdles, okay, that's a perfect example, Scotty. As Scotty operates in what we just talked about and starts to feel better, then that's a personal growth to Scotty, because now Scotty knows at this point that if it works for that, it probably works for other parts of the body, which is absolutely true. You see, we are a universe, and we don't need to put drugs in our universe. We have everything that is needed out there. We just got to learn what they are and learn how to apply. Please, if you have any calls, give us a call after the break, because we are in our last half hour and we are pumping up.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketslive.international.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Sincere Nkwari. Don't let the church shoes fool you, man. All right? You know what I mean? You understand?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Is there any calls at all yet, Brother Dave?
Not right now, Brother Davis, but I know I got a couple of questions, and I wanted some points for you to highlight the important stuff.
Okay, well, come on with them. I'm ready.
Okay, you know, Brother Davis, you had talked about the chakras in the body and how the body can go stiff. You had used Scotty as an example. And what I think a lot of people, would you explain the importance of two things? There are two questions. The importance of the right nourishment and the right things being placed in the body to actually assist the body to defeat inflammation and stiffness. And, you know, we as you know, you talked about turmeric helping with that, and magnesium actually helps the body to be maintain its elasticity. That's why really yoga and meditating is so important, because you're moving all parts of your body, even though you may not be physically moving, but you're actually being able to tap into everything within your body and to actually heal it.
Absolutely.
So, Brother Dave, that was one thing. Could you explain that? And then there is one more thing. One of the things that's so important, I think, and would you just touch on this? If you have the will to do it, the universe will teach you everything you need to know, but you have to connect to it. And it doesn't connect by way of what we've been deceived in civilization. We have to reconnect ourselves by meditation and understanding everything the universe has to teach us is there as an offering. We just have to make ourselves present it for that offering to play out.
Absolutely. And see, we fail to realize the importance of understanding knowledgeably of how to feed ourselves. Now, what do I mean by knowledgeably? Well, Westernism teaches you to eat by taste. Okay, so you got a liking for a little salt and a little sugar and a little nuts or whatever, and they mix these chases up so that literally when you go to spend your resources, and when that's really what they want, they're making you spend your resources based on what they want you to spend it on and how they got your already preconceived taste ready for a specific thing. And you know, if you've ever gone out to eat someplace and you got a special place you like to go, they might be a specific dish they like. Me and my wife like pho, so we go to a pho place, and we know special places that have vegetarian pho just the way we like it, and that's not uncommon. But understand how I said that. You become knowledgeable about what you eat and how it affects your body, because your body literally understands how to process natural food. When you give your body something unnatural, it doesn't know how to process, so it really turns it into a fat, or should I say a starch or sugar, or with sugar turns into starch turns into a sugar after a period of time. What's bad about that is that your body stores it in place. Like if you have excessive sugar, the body stores that sugar in a fat that literally goes around your joints. And that's why you start to getting stiffness, because literally there's an imbalance there. And when the imbalance is getting more sugar than it is getting exercise or stretching, then that fat builds up, and that causes inflammation in those specific areas. Now, scientists, Western scientists, will give that a name. So they may call it rheumatoid arthritis or whatever. It may not even be that at all. It just may be a lack of having the abundance of natural nutrition in your diet. So it's important that you learn what you eat, because when you eat fatty foods, you know that's going to build up in your blood vessels, and your blood vessels run all through your body, so that can cause you a problem almost anywhere in your body. But if you eat foods based on your nutritional knowledge of what happens when that food hits your body, then literally you can eat almost any kind of naturally grown thing. Now, why do I say naturally grown thing? Because it hasn't gone through a process. The only process it goes through is the process you put it through when you cook it. So the more you become knowledgeable about it, the more that your knowledge becomes a source of your growth process, and you can help in the growth of your body's natural ability by feeding it things that are necessary. One, that's the answer to the one question. The other question is, human beings are not just composed of mind, sense, and physical bodies. Beyond the physical and the mental, there is a soul level. What is the soul level? The soul level, this is the realm of the higher self, which, with all the teachings of various practices of meditation, are directed towards discovering the hidden aspects of ourselves, which is beyond the thought process. Okay? So literally, we're not taught to think about the things that we can change that are beyond us. But we have the ability to change the things that are beyond us. But until we cultivate those areas of our thought, we really won't be able to do those things in those areas for the environment to even receive us. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, if you take a person that has a garden and they go out in that garden every day, well, you know what that garden feels? That garden feels a compassion. That person is coming out there and is putting their time in to make sure that garden grows exactly what they want. And they're probably talking. And I know people who even name plants. And they don't look forward to the day in which that plant can be nourishment to their body. And you know, the universe begins to understand this process, and she has a flourishing garden. These are the tools that we've been taken away from, and we have to reactivate. Did I cover it, Dave, or did I miss something? Are you going to focus on any one thing? Because
no, Brother Davis, that was actually, and you know, just touch on Brother Davis. The key to once you have the desire, the universe fulfills.
Absolutely, that's what really makes meditation unique. Because when you meditate, you are projecting the desire. Now, the universe is always operating. And see, what's unique about the universe may not give you exactly what you need, but it will put somebody in your life that you will cross paths, and that subject may come up, and they will give you the understanding of how to achieve the resources to help you grow in that area. You see, one of the things that we have to understand is that we are taught that things don't happen by chance. They call it coincidence. Not a coincidence. These things are by design. And if you don't pick up on it, you miss a great opportunity. And you know the sad part about it is you don't know what's going that opportunity is going to develop into. And really, if you take a minute, and I speak to people all the time, you know, I'm the type of person to walk up to when you're walking down the street, hey, how you doing? That's the thing they do down in the South. Good morning. Good morning. You ain't got to know. People walk back, how you doing? Because literally what they're doing is letting you know that they are receptive. Okay? Nothing has to pass between you, but they are receptive. So what if you're sitting down at the bus stop one day, say good morning to somebody, and they look over and they see you reading a natural energy book. What is a natural energy book? A natural energy book is a health book. It just tells you how to eat the right things, do the right exercises, basically based on Qigong and the success, how to be successful in that. And you say, you know what, some days I wake up and I'm so energized, other days I don't. Well, you know what, that opens up the door to conversation. Well, let me ask you this here. Do you examine what you eat? Well, I examine what I eat. Well, the way that person has learned something. And that's the whole thing. We have to understand that we are only vessels. And the best part about being a vessel is I don't have to hold anyone to anything. Because if I give you something that's a key to you, it may not be a key to me. It may just be general conversation to me. But you may take that home and expand your knowledge on something in a different way because I said, well, look here, this is what I looked at. I understood this here. When I read this book and this book gave me that type of information, then you go get that book and it's a revelation to you. This is how the universe works. And really, when you talk about your connection as you grow, you are growing not only into your higher self, but you're growing into your universal soul. Your soul connection into a greater authority. But I'm not trying to move you, but so quick, because literally you're still going to be working on your pace and I'm working on mine. That's why I start every show, well, I try to start the show off with you and me and I am you, because we are the same. I don't have any special talents. I'm not doing anything that you cannot do yourself. I'm not discovering anything that's not available for you to discover. It may be that you have discovered it along the path that you're on, because not everybody's path is the same. And we have to understand that we can be a tool for somebody else if we are open and receptive enough to give them that enduring smile, that hello, that passive conversation that may open a door to a whole new world to them. And that's one of the reasons why it is so important for us to meditate so we can find our peace. Because I'm going to tell you something. This is the bomb. When you can find that place of peace where nothing can disturb it, you want to share it with everybody you come into contact with.
Right.
You really want to share it. But now, they won't all be able to get there immediately because you didn't get there immediately. But once they realize, you know, that person has something that I'd really like to be a part of, and they say to you, you know what, you always seem to be like you're on your game. Well, how do you do that? What's going on? Well, I meditate. Well, boom, they walk away thinking, well, he does that through meditation. I should have asked him what kind of meditation he does. But now you open their door to a thought process that's going to give them a greater reward. See, that's being human in a humanistic world. But this world has been transformed. So it's up to us to either prepare ourselves, because see here, this earthly plane, this is the training ground. If you don't elevate to a certain degree of spirituality while you're here, it's okay. You know why? Because literally, you are going to return to the training ground because you haven't learned. That's just the natural law of things. Now, I can't tell you that process because I don't know. You most likely you ain't going to know who you are or what you were or your previous life. But many people talk about they've waking up from meditation or waking up from a sleep where they lived another life as somebody else, and they identified with it. So this is not beyond the truth of our understanding. But what is so unique is when it is us. And literally, we are in that scenario now. We got people all around us that is doing everything from stealing our money and stealing our children. They're literally stealing our organs. These are inhuman acts, and there is going to be a cost for just the thought process, let alone the act, because we are humans. If nothing else, we should be able to correlate with each other to make humanity better. And we're not being able to do that. And the reason why we're not is because literally the dynamic of humanism has changed. We can take it back, but it's going to require something of everybody. And not everybody is prepared for that. This is what makes this Wednesday so important. Do you think you are the only one benefiting from this? Please, I get great reward. I'm telling you, I get great reward. When I get into my meditative state and I'm reaching to my place of peace, and although I may not have connection with you, and you're in your place of peace and you do your travel, because you will travel. You will travel immensely because there's so much out here that we're connected with. When you do your travel, you're going to see what you consider to be somebody who is totally ravished. When I say ravished, I mean they have nothing. They don't have clothes on. You understand what I'm saying? But what is so unique about it is they are happy. They may not know where dinner's coming from. So when they walk down those trails and those jungles or in those cities, they're looking for the opportunity to get something that is going to be nutritional for them to eat. And guess what? They get it. I'm telling you, man, in this day and age, you've heard me say before, there is so many people out here in need that me and my wife, when we're in the truck, we carry two or three cases of water so we can rotate our water to keep a cold water. And if we can't give them any resource, at least we can give them a water. Do you think we're blessed by that? Absolutely. Because we're taking the initiative to make a difference. And this is what meditation does. You are taking the initiative to make a difference. And in doing so, you are establishing your stairway to your true self, who literally is going to take you to a higher level where you fit into your universal self. And there are points then in which your energy is walking and glowing and emanated. And I'm going to tell you something. For those of you who don't think this is happening, there's something called your aura. Your aura is the color of energy in which you emanate. We have a brother who's a part of the group who literally has a camera that can take a picture of your aura. When you're in union, you and your naked eye has not developed to the degree that you could see it, he has the ability to take a picture of it so you can see it. So that's a mixture of spirituality and science. And believe me, that is the balance. Don't think for a minute that technology is going to save you. There are people out here who it's called transhumanism. Look it up. These people are making synthetic bodies, thinking they can literally superimpose their brain onto a chip and implant it into a body. Grow with this time, my brothers and sisters. I cannot show you a greater love than putting in this Wednesday evening. But I can't force you to do what you need to do yourself. So look, this is Brother Davis. We're about at that time, and I want you to take the time. You've got 10 minutes left. If you got a phone call, if you got a question, if there's something on your mind that is going to give you opportunity to take it, a little information, and run with it, make that phone call. Because like I said to you before, there's somebody listening to this phone, I mean on this radio show, it don't mean no good. You know why? Because they are afraid of you. Understand how I say that. Do you think that they put these images of black people on TV as criminals because they are trying to enhance our standard amongst the people that don't look like us. They understand exactly what they're doing. So we must understand exactly what we are doing. We don't have time to fear. That's what they pray. Listen, everything you see, fear, 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 Al-Qaeda, zombie, all of this here crazy crap. And, you know, I don't even watch it. You know why I don't? Because that literally puts an image in my mind that I don't need. So I don't watch that stuff, so I don't have them images in my mind, and I can work with what I'm trying to achieve. And that's another thing we have to do. We have to take control of what images and what sounds go into our brains. I'll be telling them, I got young rappers down in Atlanta I was talking to. I said, you know, you brothers are literally putting black people in a deficit. And they said, well, what do you mean? Because you downgrade. They said, well, you know, that's what the industry wants. Okay, then what you got to do is you got to change the narrative so a different message goes out. Because, see, literally the people that are buying it, a lot of people don't even know the words. They're buying it for the sound. So you have to take control. Oh, man, I don't know if we could sell records like that. You don't have to know. Just understand that you're working in a spiritual principle that literally produces fruit, and it will turn into fruit. But once again, if they haven't elevated to that point, they won't get there. My son is in the industry, and literally me and him, we talk, and I give him some books, and I say, read these. And he's like, Dad, I'm getting the point across, but I got to get in first. Okay. Don't lose track of who you are, and understand how I said that, because there is so much distraction out here. External distraction is the destruction of man. Remember that. External distraction is the destruction of man. Internal focus is the function of man. And you will always rise in every circumstance. Once again, I'm going to encourage you, if you have any questions, this is the time to call. If you have anything you want reference on, you think I can help you with, this is the time to call. Because, you know, they already have laws in place that they can shut down the internet. If they do, that affects us directly. You see, I would like to say I'm always going to be there, but there's a chance that I may not. So get this while you can. Because all this information, it's only going to benefit you somewhere. Anything you get on Black Talk Radio is going to benefit you somewhere. And all you got to do is like you've always done. With those hands, chew the vegetable and save the seed. Because you might want to replant that seed. So you chew the vegetable and you save the seed. But you get the gist of what I'm trying to say. So,
love it.
Dave,
love it.
Let me turn it back over to you, brother. Okay.
Hold on, Brother David. We have like 7 minutes left. If there's any person that has a question, this has been the best show on Tando Radio Show that has ever been on. It was just so much great information that is given to you in sincerity and in love. Brother David said that the external function of man is the destruction of man. The internal function of man is the structure of man. Wow.
Absolutely.
So true. Everyone, definitely take advantage of this. Never, ever, if you're not able to call today, contact Brother Davis, and definitely on Wednesdays. There should be a Wednesday where it's just calls from where you are so that you can actually see the process is not just about you. See, whenever we think about a selfish thing about ourselves, we're limiting our overall capability of growing and actually functioning in the universe, because the universe doesn't function from a selfish standpoint. It functions from a collective prudence. And you have to get past all of the stiff shortness that has been taught to us all in the school of obedience and start to live your eternal life that will never, ever end immediately. So start caring about everyone else around you, your questions, your overall progress. What you're doing is so important. It's more important for everyone else so that you can have the important parts to actually be the foundation of who you are. And that comes by sharing. Brother Davis does that. Brother Braggs does that. Scotty does that. You know, everyone that participates here actually lives that. And that becomes who you are. We need to become who we really are. Brother Davis, like I said, this is, in my opinion, the best show that has ever been put on Tando, because it is, timing is impeccable and is right on time, and it's what is what's needed for us all to maintain a balance and to grow and to be who we were designed to be.
Absolutely. I received that, brother. I received that, and there's more to come.
Okay, everyone. Well, we have another show that's coming on, Brother Davis. Great, great show. I want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. Looking forward to actually communicating and sharing these moments with you, this part of eternity with you all, so that we all can collectively grow and be who we are supposed to be. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. God willing, we'll be back on live show tomorrow. Much love, much respect. Thank you all. Scotty, thank you, everyone that was listening. Thank you, brother and sister Davis, for being who you are and looking forward to continue to grow. This is a special, special moment in eternity that we have to share with each other. Much love, much respect. Good night.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil.
Sincere Nkwari.